call the meeting to order, the Polk County Board of Commissioners, for this Wednesday, October 28, 2015. There are extra agendas on the back table for those wishing in. I'm looking for comments for items not on the agenda. Hearing none, I'm looking for approval of the agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously. And I'm looking for approval of the consent calendar.
Move approval of the consent calendar.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And approval of the minutes for October 21, 2015.
Move approval of the minutes of October 21, 2015.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Next one, number seven, deliberations for sheriff appointment.
I'm ready.
You have anything to say?
First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for their patience with the process. I think things went really well, and I also appreciate that we had two really well-qualified candidates. My choice is Sergeant Garden for a number of reasons, and I'll keep brief, so I'll just give you a few of them. One is the recommendation from the sheriff. The sheriff served our county well for a number of years, and I trust his judgment, and I have great respect for him both professionally and personally, so I appreciate his recommendation. Another is that Mark and I started here in Canada about the same time, and I'm a strong believer that if you've worked for an organization for a number of years, all things equal, that we should promote them within, and that's kind of what happened to me, so I can relate to that with him. But I think most importantly is I have the opportunity of working side by side with Sergeant Garten during the levy, when we were trying to pass the levy, which was successful, and I saw him in action. And I really appreciate all the hard work that he put in and the dedication he has for the county and for the sheriff's department. So my vote goes for Sergeant Garten. Oh, I also want to say I appreciate the fact that he provided us a pretty good stack of letters of recommendation from people who I respect and obviously respect him. I thank you for that.
Great. Good job. You gave a great speech there. So I don't need to repeat all those things, as I agree with all of that. I'd also add, though, that I took this job very seriously in appointment of the highest elected law enforcement official in our county. And I'm very interested, very concerned about continuity. I am not interested in tipping over something that's working really well. Nothing's perfect, I get that. But we've had a commitment from Sergeant Garten and from all of the staff over the last couple of years while we've struggled through financing improvements for law enforcement, public safety in this county. And the last thing I want to do is tip all that over, break that trust, and disrupt that continuity. Sergeant Garten is a committed individual here and has proven himself to be worthy of the leadership position. He has trust of those that he would lead and does lead. And I believe that he is the most qualified person for this interim position. I wish him the best of luck in his election for both candidates. For their election opportunities, and my vote is for Sergeant Garten.
Guess I don't have to say anything, huh? Anyway, first of all, I'd just like to thank everyone for being here. We're not used to having so many people here at our Wednesday board meetings. And the only time that I see this many people is when we have a dog board meeting. It's kind of weird. So, first of all, I'd like to thank both Todd and Mark for applying for this position. I thought you both did a wonderful job in the interview process, and you're both very well qualified. I will say that I do agree with the continuity aspect of this job as we move forward. This is a very important job as we move forward in the transition from now till the election. I appreciate what Todd had said about coming, still living here. Maybe some new eyes into the sheriff's office, which is always kind of nice when people look at it with different eyes. But I do appreciate Mark and the work that he's done in Polk County. And I appreciate the fact that he's had a vested interest in Polk County this entire time. He grew up here in Dallas. He knows what's going on down the hallway. And I like the continuity as we move forward, because this is some very important times. We're going to hire some more deputies as we move forward. Having said that, I think Todd would do a wonderful job also. Don't have any qualms about that, but I just believe that Mark is the right person for this job. And so I will go ahead and also say yay to Mark. Once again, Todd, I want to thank you for your interviewing and for coming to this position, because I wasn't too sure anybody else would apply for this job. I really didn't. And so I appreciate the fact that this wasn't just a done deal as we move forward. And it's still not done. This is just an interim basis. You're both going to run for sheriff. And I appreciate the fact that you both are going to put out a really strong effort as you move forward. So on behalf of the commissioners, Mark and I say welcome aboard and good luck.
So with that, I'll make a motion that we appoint Mark Garvin as the interim sheriff. And adopt order number 1516.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It passes unanimously. Is there a need for an executive session today, folks?
No, sir.
No.
Okay. Then we are adjourned.